This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, July 23rd, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the Rogers Historical Museum, featuring Buried Dreams, the story of Coin Harvey and his lost resort of Montanay. Open through September 22nd, this exhibit offers photographs and more regarding the life of Harvey and his resort, which lies beneath the waters of Beaver Lake. 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information. Later on this edition of Ozarks, in honor of the 150th anniversary of the Homestead Act, we visit a 19th century Ozarks homestead that's been occupied since the mid-1800s. Also, digital interaction with your newspaper. We learn more about the Arkansas Democrat Gazette's new Plus app, and a preview of the next concert in the KUAF Summer Jazz Series. But first, unemployment data released Friday by the Department of Workforce Services shows a decline of 0.1 percentage point from 7.3% in May to 7.2% in June. Increases were seen in the education, health, and hospitality sectors, while other fields experienced notable declines. Spokeswoman Kim Friedman notes some losses are always expected during the summer months.
The industry that saw the largest decrease was government, which experienced a decrease of 5,700 jobs. But those declines were typical for this time of year, as they occurred in state and local government and were attributed to the summer break at public schools and universities.
The national jobless rate remains at 8.2%, and there are over 33,000 more employed Arkansans than in June of 2011. Governor Mike Beebe says the state's new trauma system, which coordinates emergency medical care between participating hospitals in the state, is coming into its own and could one day save the state in healthcare costs. Beebe said in his weekly radio address, the state has 55 hospitals in the trauma system and will soon add 21 more. The advancement in coordinated care will better serve Arkansans.
For any injured individual, the concern is getting the best care as quickly as possible. And as a state, we all benefit when improvements in that care are shown to dramatically reduce death and disability from traumatic injuries in Arkansas.
Beebe says the state trauma system has reduced response time for trauma victims in less populated parts of the state from hours to mere minutes. The group Keep the Money in Madison County says they're only 800 signatures away from the required 3,122 to get the option for alcoholic beverage sales on the November ballot. If the signatures are collected and the measure passes, three liquor stores would be able to open in the county, as well as allowing the sale of wine and beer at restaurants, bars, and retail stores. However, the group Citizens to Keep Madison County Safe opposes the idea, saying there would be more vehicle accidents, violent crime, and underage drinking. This weekend, Austin Cook of the University of Arkansas men's golf team tied for 15th place at the Southern Amateur in Little Rock. Cook and his teammate Colton Crawford made the cut at the event, with the senior-to-be shooting a combined 1-over par over the 4-day event. Crawford fired a 6-over par score on Saturday to finish the tournament at 11-over and tied for 64th. Next up for members of the Razorback golf team is the Western Amateur, scheduled for competition between July 30th and August 4th. Former Razorback Ethan Tracy, a 2012 All-American during the collegiate season, won the event a year ago. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are in the middle of another losing streak after dropping 3 straight games over the weekend to the Springfield Cardinals. Tonight, the Nats will have one more chance to defeat the Cards as they complete the 4-game series. First pitch is scheduled for 7:08 tonight at Hammonds Field. Tomorrow, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals will return to Arvest Ballpark for the start of a 7-game homestand. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with lows in the 70s. Tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 90s. The hot temperatures are expected to continue over the next couple of days, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms developing later in the week.